Side Way. I'll remind you guys, too, that every single day, the Right Side Way monologue is sponsored for you by Southern Immediate Care. Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics that covers a huge swath of ground across our overly broad listening area. Southern Immediate Care, with locations in places like Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, six more locations around the Birmingham area. Y'all, they're open 7 days a week. They'll see all ages, and they are the sponsor of the Right Side Way monologue, and we're glad of it. Okay, so here's the thing. There's a battle raging right now in the media. It's a battle over the right to life, but it might not be the battle you expected, nor for that matter, anybody else expected. It's a battle over whether or not humans can intervene in the life-giving process and then still be held accountable when the life is ended. It's a crazy story made crazier by the fickle whims of politicians. I want to take a minute to bring this argument back to its foundations and try to make some sense of it. In 2016, while I was serving as a member of the Alabama State Senate, I was known for being a very pro-life senator. I was. And I was proud to bring several pieces of major pro-life legislation and to stand in the well of the Senate and argue my positions against those who were ardently for abortion. Several of those bills became law. One of those bills that I carried that did not make it to the finish line was known as the Personhood Bill. It was a bill that essentially stood for the proposition that life is created from the moment of conception. That little flash of life, as small can be, that the confluence of sperm cells colliding with eggs and resulting in fertilization and followed by the greatest miracle of all time, the creation of life. But there was a side argument that I had to deal with then, and it was a struggle. You see, there were those on my side who were upset because they believed that if we went full bore, that the Personhood Bill would in some way jeopardize the ability of families who struggle to get pregnant to be able to have in vitro fertilization. In vitro fertilization, otherwise known as IVF, is basically the ability of science to recreate the fertilization process in a laboratory setting. To create that which the body struggle with, medical practitioners would fertilize a woman's eggs with the man's sperm in a petri dish, and immediately upon successful fertilization, they'd be flash frozen and preserved for the chance to be implanted in the womb later. Except that standard procedure is to create more than what is needed because they don't always take on the first try. But then, you know, what we do with all the ones that aren't needed? What if the mother becomes pregnant on the first try, but there's still six more in the laboratory? More often than not, those extra frozen embryos of human children are either destroyed or they're handed off to medical researchers to conduct stem cell research. And I wrestle with this. Is it a life in the petri dish? Is a womb required to prove that life exists? And in the course of my study to prepare for the debate, I found one picture that settled it all for me. The picture was of former President George W. Bush at a White House gathering in 2005. The president was standing there among a group of smiling, laughing adults, and he was holding a baby wrapped in a blanket, a child that he was holding who had become one of what is known as snowflake children. A child beautiful in every way, bringing joy to its parents who had adopted the unneeded embryo from a lab once its original parents did not need it for their pregnancy. A frozen embryo was adopted and became a beautiful snowflake baby. And it moved me, and it changed my thinking. And I went to the floor of the Senate the next day and said that despite the fact that it might not reach final passage, that I was not willing to carve out a section of my bill that would dismiss the sanctity of life in a petri dish. You see, what President Bush had concluded was that advances in modern science are wonderful, but they carry with them great responsibility. If we're going to present families with the joy of childbirth by artificial means, which is certainly a wonderful and amazing thing, then we have to also recognize that by doing so, we have just stepped into new territory, and we have incurred new positions of liability. What President Bush determined, and I agree with, is that life, once conceived, is life, real life. And that must be taken seriously. So he began celebrating life in every form in which it could be conceived. And at that gathering, he addressed his executive order to move away from stem cell research. And then he said this, quote, "The children here today remind us that there is no such thing as a spare embryo. Every embryo is unique and genetically complete, like every other human being. And each of us started out our life this way. These lives are not raw material to be exploited, but gifts. And I commend each of the families here today for accepting the gift of these children and offering them the gift of your love." All right. That's beautiful, but now back to our current situation. In 2021, the Supreme Court of the United States finally unwound the infamous Roe v. Wade decision. Roe had stood for four decades for the idea that somehow the U.S. Constitution gave women a constitutional right to an abortion. It was a third rail of politics, to be defended at all costs. And then the Dobbs decision did not ban abortion outright, it just removed the notion that it was federally protected right and sent the matter back to the states so they could make their own laws. So to this day, you can cross a state line and get an abortion that might not be available in the state in which you live, the same way you can smoke marijuana in one state, not another, or commit a felony in one state that is only a misdemeanor in another. It has become a matter of state-by-state law. Alabama is decidedly a pro-life state, and the laws of our state were recently upheld by the Alabama Supreme Court. Just over a week ago, the Alabama Supreme Court determined that if life is life under our law, then death is death. If the law of our state allows one to be sued in civil court for wrongfully contributing to the death of a person, then that law should apply to the death of any person. Alabama already allows for penalties to be applied if one kills a fetus in a woman's womb. If that argument is advanced further, then you'd have to find by mere logical application that life in a petri dish is no less valuable than life in a womb. So they did. Hospitals, under the current ruling, just announced suddenly face the potential for civil liability if they knowingly or negligently destroy a fetus in a lab. And then became the liberal meltdown and the political knee-jerking. Liberals have been desperate to resurrect abortion as their number one political issue, but the southern border and the Biden economy and the threat of world instability have instead dominated the minds of the voters. So they see this recent Alabama ruling as their way back to the front lines, man. Politicians are scared to death of this, too. Suddenly, they find themselves required to do some actual research and deal with the consequences of their actions. But knee-jerk reactions by politicians are not what is needed. We cannot rush to a notion only to find that we have made things worse. Is there a way to artfully reduce legal exposure for hospitals and IVF clinics? Arguably, yes. But current legislation that is being rushed to the floor by Alabama Republicans who are scared to death about Democrats screaming at them is currently written in a way that could actually revise what Alabamians believe about when life is created overall. Do we need to address the issue? Sure. Do we need to unravel 40 years of fighting for pro-life positions because liberals are having typical meltdowns? Absolutely not. So listen up, Alabama Republicans. Take a breath. Find the way forward. Think it through. Snowflake babies are real. If you can adopt an embryo, then that must mean it is life, and we have already said that we value life in this state. Let's don't throw those beautiful snowflake babies out with the bathwater. And that's a wrap for the Rat Side Way. Yeah, that's where we are right now. It's literally important that we understand that when we say that life is life in Alabama, that we're not then able to just go ahead and say life here but not there. If the embryo in a mother's womb is protected in Alabama, then the embryo in a petri dish is also protected to some degree in Alabama. The question is not at all whether you can have IVF, not at all. The question is whether or not someone can negligently be sued for destroying the fetus, and that's where we are. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, Snowflake Babies, check it out. We'll be right back.